Matt Greenwood with you on Regional Radio, speaking to Stephanie Anthony's of the Seckman Cross Country Jaguar. She is a Class 4 District 1 champion, ran at the Jackson City Park Class 4 District 1 meet this past Saturday, and is our latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, and well-deserved for sure, running the race in 20 minutes and 17 seconds, beating the second-place finisher by 6 seconds. So we're here to talk about that and moving forward with sectionals. This is not your first trip to sectional, Stephanie. This will be your fourth, actually, and you're going to be competing for your fourth trip to state. We'll get to that in a second, but let's talk about this race at Jackson City Park. Kind of run us through the run, if you will, that you made.
All right. Well, the weather wasn't great, and we all knew that, but I just told my team, you know, let's just have some fun but still try at the same time, because we all knew we weren't going to do well. So I just told my team, you know, just do the best you can and just do what you can at the same time. So I just kind of took off the race and started with the people in the top pack. We weren't going too fast because, you know, there was just puddles and all this stuff everywhere. But by the time I hit the third mile, the second mile, really, I was just like, you know what, these people are still running so slow, I can probably just get a lead on them. So I can just take off like a tempo run with what my coaches have trained me to do from all of our tempo Thursdays and tempo Tuesdays that I adore a lot. But I just took off at the second mile, and I got a pretty decent lead on her. So I was pretty happy about that, because I've been trying to be district champ for a while, 4 years.
Yeah, you know, and let's get to that, and we'll talk about Coach Jackie Roach here in a second as well. When you compete as many times as you cross-country runners do throughout a season, and then, you know, you hope that you're ready to run in the districts and sectionals and eventually state, you know, you hope you're healthy and all that stuff. But you run a lot of races, and especially whenever you get to districts, it's like, all right, well, if I don't finish top 30 or whatever, it's, you know, season's over with. So there's that little pressure added to the whole thing. But just talk about what it means to you to finally, like, see your name underneath that District 1 champion plaque that you received. Or maybe it was a trophy, I don't know. But anyway, just tell us that feeling for you.
It felt pretty awesome. I was really happy because, well, I placed fourth my sophomore year, second my freshman, and then third my junior year, so it kind of just felt right to get first place. But I didn't want to push myself too hard because my main focus is my state race, because I want to do really well. But it was pretty awesome to see I was district champion with all the other fast girls from before my 4 years getting district champ and how they did well at state. It was pretty awesome to see I was up with their level and everything.
All right, very cool. Now let's talk about Coach Roach. You said tempo Tuesdays and tempo Wednesdays, what have you. But what exactly does that mean? She also told me that you do yoga now to help out with certain things. So just, you obviously really love doing this.
Well, let's see. Tempo Thursdays or Tuesdays, whichever one she decides to do, they're one of my least favorite workouts. We run for about, I think, usually 10 minutes hard for 3 or 4 times towards the beginning of the season, and then it goes back down to about 2 now. But it's very challenging, because running for 10 minutes very fast, like, even though I do it in the race, it's not fun. But I push myself every single time, and I know that my coaches are doing what's best for me, so I just trust them and go with it.
And as far as the yoga, I mean, I don't know anything about yoga, so you could probably make something up and I'll believe it. But there might be someone listening that's like, oh, I've tried that before. But what's your thing?
I like to do tummy stretches, what we do. And they're just like really relaxing, and you just focus on your breathing and stretch at the same time. So it kind of like lets you forget about all the hard workout you just did or something, so you can just start over fresh the next day.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. All right, sounds cool. All right, let's talk about the sectional race coming up at Parkway Central High School. Coach had said that the course got changed a little bit, I think maybe made a little bit flatter. But as far as, you know, mentally and physically preparing for that race, what have you been doing?
I've just tried to, like, not think about it too much. Whenever I think about it, I tend to get pretty stressed out. But I've just been hoping to do my best, and I'm hoping for a sectional champ because I'm ranked pretty high up there. And I've basically run with the same people I've been running with all year, and we go back and forth. So I wasn't too, like, surprised. Like, it was either between me or the two Coriezu girls behind me who I knew were going to win districts. So it's probably up to me and them again at sectional. So I'm just excited to see what's going to happen.
All right, very cool. Matt Greenwood, by the way, with you guys, speaking to Stephanie Anthony's Seckman Cross Country Runner, Class 4 District 1 Champion, and our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week. Let's talk about the award. Another award within a 3-day span of being a district champion. I'm sure you love awards.
Yes, definitely. It makes me feel like what I do is worth it. You know, everyone notices me for what I do, and running's just a very important aspect of my life.
Well, that's very cool. And what a very cool thing about this whole ordeal is you get an opportunity to choose a nonprofit that the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy will donate $25 to, and they'll attach your name to that donation, so that's a pretty sweet thing. Tell us who you've picked and why. The Jefferson County Backstoppers is, yeah. I know, your choice. No, you're good. But talk about that pick for you.
I chose this one. Well, I was going to choose an animal shelter at first, but I kind of have a feeling that people deserve, well, not that animals aren't better, but people just, like, they try really hard, and I'm trying very hard with my college and my choice, and I feel some people deserve money with what they do and how hard their life has been and everything like that.
And, of course, for our listeners, it goes to retired police officers or firefighters that have been injured in their line of work or need assistance afterwards. So it's a very big program in Jefferson County and surrounding county. So excellent choice. I think that's pretty much all I have for you. I mean, district champion. I keep saying it over and over again. You can't help but smile big. So congratulations, and thank you for joining us, and good luck at sectionals on Saturday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Stephanie Anthony, senior cross-country runner for the Sacramento Jaguars, fighting for her fourth trip to state. She is the district champion and Class 4 District 1 champion, and she joins us here today on Regional Radio.